This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Chances are, right this very second, you could, without too terribly much trouble, figure out how to get from where you are to almost any place else on the planet. If you don't happen to have your phone in your pocket, fire up your desktop or your laptop, and boom, there you are. But there is more than just mapping going on here. Hiawatha Bray is a technology reporter for the Boston Globe, and he is the author of a new book about our highly mapped society and all that that entails. It is called You Are Here. Hiawatha, welcome to the program.
Glad to be here.
It is now basically impossible to get lost, you write. So let's start with what that means.
Well, you can if you really, really work at it.
But that's the point. Right? Yeah.
You have to try to get lost. You have to disconnect yourself from pretty much modern society.
Make the value judgment for me. Good thing or a bad thing?
Well, it depends on how you look at it. I mean, in terms of knowing other people knowing where you are, it's a mixed bag. In terms of you knowing where you are and where other things are and where other people are, I think it's almost all good. I mean, the whole idea of being able to navigate through the world with a higher degree of reliability is one of the most challenging technical problems the human race has ever faced, and it's taken us centuries to beat it. But when you know how to do that, you can now go anywhere from, you know, the farthest reaches of our own planet all the way to the moon.
And you sound excited about this, as you clearly are. You've written a book about it. However, comma, what cost has it come at, this ability to know where we are down to the meter, practically?
Well, it's obviously raised a serious concern about the threat to privacy, because so many of the technologies, in some cases, technologies that weren't even invented for that reason, like the smartphone, or not even the smartphone, just any cell phone. By the very nature of how a cell phone works, it tracks your location. Other example would be the EasyPass toll systems that we all use so that we don't have to throw money into a toll booth. And one day it suddenly occurred to people, hey, wait a minute. We now know every time somebody has driven down a toll road. Now we have license plate scanners. You may have heard about this. Mm-hmm. Both police agencies and private companies are simply putting up scanners that identify car license plates as you drive down the road and building up databases. And there's no limit right now in, under law for how long you can keep those records, which means that if you're in a city where these license plate readers are pervasive, they can have conceivably years of records of where you've driven.
Is the message then of this new mapping society, forget phone records and the NSA and knowing what way what they say, but it is the message now, at least as regards our physical location, you have no privacy, get over it, to quote Scott McNeely?
Well, that's the way it's currently shaping up. The only real solution that I can think of in the long run is that we're going to have to come up with some kind of legislative solution that sets limits on how this location data can be used.
You know, I get that and I appreciate it. But here's the thing. What you're talking about, in essence, is some kind of checks and balances, which works reasonably well in a constitutional framework when you have democracy involved. But what you have now with specifically these applications, and yes, there's government involved, but you have private corporations who have a profit motive in knowing where you are so they can sell to you and market to you and track you, whether it's inside the Apple store or driving down the freeway. How then do you have checks and balances in that situation?
Well, surely you can have legislative limits on that, too. I mean, you can model stuff after, like, the credit law. What is it called? The Fair Credit Act? But as you know, credit bureaus, by law, have to tell you what they know about you and have to give you some control over the ability to correct errors, for example. That's one thing that's an obvious thing that we could do by law. If a company has this information about you, they must give it to you if you ask for it. They must give you the option to correct any information. And also, if it's a commercial company, you should have the right to say, delete it.
Yeah, one of the things you do at the end of the book is you sort of hypothesize about how we might get our privacy back in this day and age when we can't really lose ourselves. How do we do that? How do we get ourselves lost again now that we've been there, you know?
Well, no, in terms of actually getting lost, I don't see that happening. I don't think I want to get lost anymore. I just want others not to constantly track my location.
Hiawatha Bray. He's a technology reporter at the Boston Globe. His book on mapping past, present, and future is called You Are Here. Thanks very much for your time.
Thank you. It's been fun.